During a storm, where is the safest place you can go? This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Thursday, April 21st. If you've ever been outdoors when a storm blew in, you probably ran for the nearest shelter you could find. Where do you run when you're faced with other kinds of storms, when you're faced with loss, worry, or fear? Today, Nancy Lee DeMoss will tell us about a shelter we can always turn to, no matter what the situation.
Yesterday morning in my personal time with the Lord, I was led to meditate on some verses in the Psalms that talk about the wings of God. Have you ever thought about the wings of God? Now, when I think of wings, I think of birds and hens and mother birds taking care of their little ones. I have, most of the time, a wreath on my front door at home. And during the spring, it's interesting how often the birds find that wreath to be a great place to make a nest. And I've had so much fun over the years watching during that season of the year as the bird not only makes the nest, but then lays the eggs and then guards those eggs and watches over those eggs and sits on those eggs. And then as the eggs hatch, you know, these tiny, helpless little birds. And to watch that mother with her instincts for protection, for care, for taking those birds under her wing and providing for her young a place of protection and security. Those wings become a shelter and a refuge. In fact, I heard a story recently about a hen that apparently perished in a barnyard fire, but after the rubble was cleared out, they found under that hen the baby chicks alive. The mother's wings had protected those little ones. She had laid down her own life, and those little chicks under the hen were safe and were preserved. Now, as we look into the Psalms, there are a number of verses that talk to us about how the wings of God provide for us a place of safety and security and refuge. And I want today and tomorrow to look at some of those verses and to just see what God's wings provide for us. And I think this will be encouraging to you wherever you are as a child of God, as a young one with Him, to find security and protection and blessing under His wings. The first thing that I see in these verses is that the wings of God are for me and for you a place of satisfaction and a place of refreshment when we're in the midst of a dry place. Psalm 63 is a psalm that was written by David when he was out in the wilderness of Judah. And the early verses of that psalm tell us that he was in a dry and thirsty land where there was no water. He was in a dry place. It was a parched place. And in the midst of that dry place, he found the wings of God to be a place of satisfaction and a place of refreshing. Let me read beginning in verse 3 of Psalm 63. He says to God, "Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you." Now remember where David is. He's in the wilderness. He's in a dry place. There's no water. But instead of focusing on the dryness and what he doesn't have, he looks heavenward and he finds something very rich that he does have. It's the loving kindness of God. And he says, "Your loving kindness, O Lord, is better than life." In other words, if I perish out here in this wilderness, I have something that is more enduring than life itself. And he says, so I'm going to praise you by faith. Verse 5, "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and abundance." Now, he's not in a place of abundance. He's in a place of need and desperation. But he says, "In your presence and in your love, I will be satisfied as if I had plenty and more than enough. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips." Then verse 7, "Because you have been my help, O God, therefore in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice." He finds under the wings of God a place of satisfaction, a place of refreshment, even though it's a dry land. And he goes on in verse 8 to say, "O God, my soul follows close behind you, and your right hand upholds me." You see the same thought in Psalm 36. In verses 5 and 6 of that passage, David talks about the mercy of God. He talks about the faithfulness of God, the righteousness of God, the judgments of God. And then he says in verse 7, Psalm 36, verse 7, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings." Because of God's loving kindness and care, therefore we find our place of satisfaction and refreshment under the shadow of his wings. He goes on in verse 8, "They are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your pleasures." In a dry and thirsty land, the presence of God provides in our lives, the wings of God provide for us a place of satisfaction, a place of abundance and refreshment and joy. Now, I'm reminded as I read these passages that you and I will never find true, lasting, deep soul satisfaction in anything or anyone other than God. And I think that's one of the reasons God presses us into wilderness places, to realize that we need him and that in him we have everything that we need. The other thing these Psalms say to me is that you and I can have joy and fullness. We can have abundance even in the midst of the desert, even in a dry and thirsty land. It may be the desert of an unbelieving mate, maybe the desert of endless demands and questions and jabber from your three or four toddlers. That can be a desert experience. Some days, the physical exhaustion, the physical weariness that comes with certain seasons of life. But in the midst of those deserts, as we put our trust under the wings of God and take our place under his wings, you and I find satisfaction, refreshment, abundance, and joy. Now, I see also in the Psalms that the wings of God are a place of shelter and refuge from storms. A place of shelter and refuge from storms. That was quite a storm we had here last night. I was lying in bed listening to that wind and wondering if this sounded like it could be the makings of a tornado to me. And I don't know this part of the country real well, but that was quite a storm. And I was thinking about how we find refuge and safety and shelter under the wings of God. Psalm 57 paints for us a picture of the wings of God providing this refuge. And the setting of this psalm is, again, David speaking when he was fleeing from King Saul, who was a violent, insanely jealous king. And so he cries out to the Lord, Psalm 57, verse 1. And he says, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by." I would not want to have been outside in that storm last night. I'm glad I had a shelter in the midst of that storm. And David is saying, "Lord, there's a storm passing by. There are calamities that are pouring in on my life, but I have a shelter. And the shelter is the wings of God. That's a refuge. And I'm going to stay in that shelter until these calamities have passed by." You see the same thought in Psalm 61, where David says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed." We don't like to be in places where calamities are passing by or where our hearts are overwhelmed. But more often than not, that's what it takes in our lives, I find, to get us to the place where we cry out to the Lord. When there are no storms, we can just go through life without ever thinking about God. But when the storms come, that's when we think, "I need a refuge. I need a way to get out of this storm. I need some protection, a shelter in the midst of this storm." And so David says, "In the midst of this storm, I will cry out to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings." You see what he keeps coming back to? "Lord, you have provided a shelter, a refuge for me. So what do I have to do? I have to run into that place and then I have to trust. As those little birds, those little chicks come under the wings of the mother, the wings of that hen, and trust and wait on that parent to meet its needs. A few moments ago, some of you shared some of the storms, some of the challenges that you're walking through in your life. There are a number who mentioned physical challenges and health issues. Someone mentioned that a daughter's marriage is in crisis. Some of you are facing the challenge of an empty nest, no pun intended here, and then some that were challenges and storms even bigger than what we could mention. And I was just reminded as we were listing these challenges, you and I have a safe place, a refuge, a shelter in the midst of a storm. And so we come to the Lord and we say, Lord, I come to find refuge under your wings. You are enough. You are sufficient. You are my hiding place. And in you, I am safe.
I don't know what situation you find yourself in as you've listened to Nancy Lee DeMoss speak today. Maybe you're in the middle of a storm right now. We all need to seek shelter under the wings of God. Nancy will be back in just a minute to lead us in prayer, thanking God for the safety we find under His wings. If you know someone who would benefit from hearing today's program, why don't you call us and order it on cassette? You can get a copy by calling us at 1-800-569-5959. That's 1-800-569-5959. When you call, you can also ask about one of Nancy's favorite CDs called Breath of God. The soothing music and scripture readings will point you to the promises of God. It will help you find peace, even in trying times. It's also available on cassette. We hope that you'll get a chance to visit our website, reviveourhearts.com. There you can order books and tapes you hear about on the program. You can listen to past broadcasts and find out more about the radio ministry. And there's a place on the website to exchange prayer requests. If you have a need, let us know, and our staff will be praying. You can also read our requests and know how to more effectively pray for this program. Again, our web address is reviveourhearts.com. Tomorrow, we'll hear how trusting in God can help deliver us from fear. We hope you can be with us. Now, here's Nancy to end our time in prayer.
Thank you, Father, for your wings, for your protection, for your care and your compassion for your young ones. And we just acknowledge this day that we need you and thank you that in you and under your wings we find satisfaction and refreshment, that we can have abundance and joy even in the midst of our desert experiences. And then thank you that in the midst of the storm, there's a place we can run, there's a place we can hide, there's a place we can be safe. And it's the place under your wings. Help us to trust, not to try and figure it all out ourselves, but to know that you know best, and that you care, and that you are ever there to meet our needs. Thank you for your wings. I pray in Jesus' name.
Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is a ministry partnership of Life Action Ministries, Back to the Bible, and Family Life Today.